Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can see the Facebook Live stream of the show. There's not much to see unless there's a studio guest, which there's not right now. But we do have a very special guest, very special lady. She is Catherine Tallman. She is the mayor of St. Clairsville. And I asked her to come on the show today to talk about this ugly incident Monday night with council member Christy Lipscomb. And why Lipscomb went all nuclear on Catherine. What the hell's going on? They got a special meeting set up here, I think, tomorrow night. So, Catherine, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How are you doing? And more importantly, how's Sammy?
Sammy is wonderful. He is laying on the couch asleep right beside me. So he's my sleeping bodyguard, and I am fine.
Oh, that is great. All right, so what happened Monday night? You were interviewed by some local magazine I never heard of, and you said something that to the effect that council members need to have their sleeves rolled up and be ready to work, and it's always a good thing to be prepared and all that. It was like nothing. And then Christy Lipscomb loses her mind, thinks that you're going after her. She brings up her poor mom, God rest her soul, and then is starting to call you out. Well, you're not coming to all the meetings, this, that, and the other. Who the hell is Christy Lipscomb? What's going on with the two of you?
I quite frankly, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I had no idea that she was angry about anything I said. I didn't think that anything I said was that uber controversial. I mean, asking people to show up and be prepared is what I expect every day from all of our employees, and I set a high bar, and I would expect that from council. And even though council does not directly work for me, we all work for the people in St. Clairsville. And that would just be an expectation I would have, that all of us would show up and be prepared. So it was more or less aimed at new people who may be contemplating running on council. But, you know, these are the expectations. If you're going to run, then we expect you to be at the meetings and to be prepared for whatever we need to talk about.
So right. One thing you need to add regarding council members, you should have added this in your quote. You did not. You should also have added, and they must not be stupid. That's the other thing. I think that's should be a requirement for city council for St. Clairsville. Roll up your sleeves, be ready to work, and don't be stupid. You forgot to include that, I would say.
Well, there's certain things you just don't, you assume you don't have to put, but I'm certainly not implying that she is, but I just couldn't, I was just absolutely gobsmacked by getting hit in the, you know, with all these accusations, and she called me out for not being there, and I said, wait a minute, I was in the hospital for a week with diverticulitis, and then Sammy T-boned my knee, and I had a torn meniscus and a torn MCL. I could not do the steps. So I think my reasons for not being there were pretty sound, but I am going to get doctor slips and I'll enter them into the minutes just so they know I wasn't goofing around.
Unbelievable. Have you had any sort of a run-in with Christy Lipscomb or her family members over anything that you're aware of?
No. I don't know. I really don't know where that came from.
My God. I got the sense, and I was just speculating. Obviously, I'm not a mind reader. I don't have any, security cameras to see what's going on there. But for her to overreact this way kind of reminded me of this thing that was written by that Shakespeare guy a long time ago about something. And it's about this woman, huh?
Oh, methinks thou doth protest too much?
Doth word, yes, the doth word, because that's how they spoke back in the English old days, whatever. And it was really interesting because it seemed to me that she was so overboard, essentially saying, well, I'm not that person. I'm not doing this. I'm thinking to myself, gee, maybe you think you actually are that person. Maybe you actually think that you are not prepared. Maybe you actually think that you really, you know, are wanting in terms of a council member. And so now you're overcompensating by going after her. Could that be what's really going on here, Catherine?
Well, I don't know, but I would say, you know, she is one person I would not have thought of in those terms, and I was not shooting slings and arrows at anyone in particular. I was just saying we all need to be prepared, and I want people to show up because, you know, at various times, it seems like, you know, we just weren't as prepared as we could be at times, but I was in no way saying anything about her, so I was just very shocked that she took that so personally.
Yeah.
And then when she started giving me stuff about you go riding by in your car waving,
what?
I couldn't help but laugh myself silly. It's like, what do you want me to do, hug myself?
Wait. What was this about your car and your waving? What?
She had a very long speech, and at the end she said, and then you go by in parades in your car waving. And I said to her, what am I supposed to do in a parade? I mean, I wasn't quite even sure what that meant, but I said, well, if it'll make you feel any better, I'll ask Sammy to quit waving. And I think that made her pretty mad because I was sort of making fun of her statement. It just seemed so ludicrous.
That is amazing. You had also made a reference to slings and arrows, which I think might be another Shakespeare reference. We're really classing up the show today. This is great. If I could only add a French word, that would really put us over the top in terms of classiness. So she is also complaining about you being in parades and waving to the voters, to the citizens. There's something going on here with this. I know. She wants to run for mayor the next term. She wants to be the mayor. You think that's what it is?
I have no idea. I can't even begin to speculate what her motive was for that, but I think she was genuinely angry. But again, it certainly was not aimed at her. It was aimed at anybody that's going to be on council. And I had somebody snarkily say something to me afterward, we don't work for you. And I said, yes, but we all work for the city.
Who said that? Who said that?
Somebody in the audience. I'm not going to repeat it.
Oh, but, all right.
You know, they want to make it clear they don't work for me, and I understand that. We are two separate entities.
Right.
But as far as I'm concerned, we owe every voter in the city our full attention and our full amount of time. I am so sorry that I missed because I was in the hospital and that I couldn't navigate the steps. And 2 years ago, when I had breast cancer, I arranged to go to my radiation appointments in Pittsburgh and made sure none of them were on a Monday, so I didn't miss any meetings. So I really am not one to just slack off.
Yeah, there's something going on here with this Christy Lipscomb. Something bad's going on. I don't know what. Now, what about the other council members? Did they rush to your defense, or did they let you twist slowly in the wind?
They just sort of sat there and listened, and I don't know if they were shocked as I was or if they agree with her. I really don't know, but I can defend myself quite well. I didn't really need anyone else to rush to defense, but I was shocked.
You would have thought that at least one St. Clairsville City Council member would have had your back, would have said, hey, wait a minute, lady. You know, we know Catherine. She's lived in the city a million years. She loves the area. She loves this. She's always shown up for work and, you know, this, that, and the other. And you're really out of line. Not one council member, St. C. council member.
No.
Jeez.
No.
That's really lame. Honestly, that is so lame for every one of them. It really is. So what's going to happen? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I can't speak to that. I don't know. But like I said, I was more than enough to parry back. So,
yeah.
But, you know, if someone's going to attack me, I guarantee you I will shoot the first lob.
No question. And if you want to parry back, you could also get Perry Basil back on council because he was very good at parrying back. Question. So you got a big meeting tomorrow night. Is this to hash it out with you and Christy, or what's going to happen?
No, I believe this is probably going to be something at where they want to look at the handbook. And I can't speculate because I was not invited into the special meeting they had, so I don't know.
Wait a minute. Time out. You're the mayor of St. Clairsville, and city council did not invite you into this special session, executive session meeting?
Yes, that is correct. They said, we don't want you in here. And I said, oh, well, okay. So I can only speculate what this is about.
What do you think it's about?
I think it's about trying to change the handbook.
Which means what in English?
I think they want to take the service director's power away. He has the ability to assign various job responsibilities to people, and he has the ability to accordingly adjust their pay depending on what new responsibilities he gives them. And I think they're mad about that, and they want to take that out, is my speculation. And it's a shame because it will take away Scott's ability to assign new duties to people rather than like hiring like an HR person. We don't want to have to hire an $80,000 a year HR person. Elena, who is in our office, has magnificently taken on HR duties, and he adjusted her pay to reflect that. And we had another person have an adjustment based on new duties, and I think they're mad about it, but it was the most economical and the most feasibly intelligent way to have these duties taken up and to compensate accordingly.
How the hell do they not bring in the mayor of St. Clairsville regarding this very important issue, and it involves a man that you had hired, Scott Shaw, right? Is that his name, Shaw?
Harvey.
Who I hear is a very good guy. Another very good hire of your part. So now, if I'm understanding you correctly, the Christy Lipscombs of council want to do micromanaging and maybe have some of their buddies be hired instead. Is that what you think is going on?
No, I don't think it's having their buddies hired. I think they're just upset that Scott has latitude as far as assigning new duties and adjusting pay accordingly. I think they probably want to have their finger in everything regarding pay.
Wow.
But they have not done it. And we've been waiting a long time for their pay adjustments. And Scott made sure everything was completely copacetic with what he was doing, and it was, and checked with the law director, and he pulled the trigger and adjusted to positions as they needed done, and I think they're upset about that. So I feel it's a shame, because I even said to Christy, I said, after that diatribe, I said, do you think things are running well in the city? And she said, well, there are things that need fixed. And I said, what? And she couldn't come up with anything. And I said, well, when you figure it out, let me know. But thank you, Charlie Kirk. God bless him, because I've learned you don't just you ask questions.
They
kind of speak themselves.
Tell you what, Catherine, we got a short break coming up. Can I hold you over and cover some more stuff, including the big success you had with the art show and Eric Gay?
I love that.
Let's do that. Sammy's still sleeping or not?
If you can hear him lapping, he's getting a drink.
I can't hear any lapping, but I'll take your word for it. All right, thank you. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. Next time you hear my voice, you're back on the air with me. Catherine Tallman, mayor of St. Clairsville, we are learning. Oh, that was the Belmont buzz. Ah, jeez, that was the Belmont buzz. Hold on. Ah. Well, better late than never. I had lost the Belmont buzz, now I got it back, and now I forgot to use it. I'm an idiot. What can I tell you? All right, I got a short break coming up here. If you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. We just heard a lot of really, really interesting stuff about what's going on in St. Clairsville, and now they want to start micromanaging. It just never ends. And this Christy Lipscomb, I mean, my God in heaven.